Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Destin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
53538.
Thank you. And you said that was 53538?
Yeah, 53. My zip code, right?
Yes.
Yes, 53538. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Kimberly Hun, H-U-N-N.
Thank you. I really do want to thank you for your patience, as that does take me just a moment to see if I can get that located.
Oh, okay.
And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
1216 Orchard Lane, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, 53538.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
I received a questionnaire for United Postal Service, and it said always that I would need to do to get, receive an item is to pay $7.95 for shipping, and now I see there's a $54.97 charge on my card.
So yes, what I am showing is that you would have been offered the welcoming gift of a pulse neck massager for paying the shipping.
Correct.
And it would have stated in the terms and conditions that by agreeing to the welcoming gift, you would be signing up for the Gadgets Club, where you would pay each month and receive a $125 gift card on your account to the Gadgets Club to purchase gadgets on the site.
Oh, well, I wish to not do that. I can send this back if you want to give me a address and so I can get my card credited.
I'm sorry, however, we're not able to accept returns. However, if you'll give me a moment to see what I may be able to do for you, it will take just one moment.
All right, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So what I'm showing that I am able to do is I am able to get the account canceled to prevent all future charges, and I'd be able to issue a 35% refund.
35% only, huh?
Just 35% is what I would be authorized to be able to do.
Oh, so what would my charge be then?
You'll give me a second to see the exact amount that would come out to that I'd be able to refund. It'll take me just a moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really do want to thank you for your patience. So, yes, that would come out to a refund of $19.23.
Well, I'll have to dispute it further then because that's it was very misleading.
Well, I do completely understand that you would file a dispute, as you have every right to do so. However, if you do file a dispute, your financial institution will have to contact us. We will have to provide them with the terms and conditions showing that charge is legal and valid, and at that point you wouldn't be eligible for any type of refund. However, if you will give me just a moment to check with my supervisor to see if there may be anything else they may be able to do, it would be just a moment.
All right, great.
Thank you. Okay, and I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did inform me as a one-time courtesy that they would allow me to issue you a 50% refund.
Yeah, no, I'm still going to have to dispute it, I guess. The terms should be a little more, shouldn't say free and all you have to do is pay shipping. And I should have known better, but I figured it was a UPS survey and it wouldn't be a problem, but obviously it is.
So give me just one moment. I can definitely check and see if there may be anything else they may be able to do, because I really would hate for you to dispute that charge and you not get any of your money back, because when we do provide them with the terms and conditions, it would verify that is a valid charge. But if you will give me just a moment to check with them, it'll take one moment.
Okay.
And I have spoken to my supervisor, and they did inform me that as a one-time courtesy, they would authorize me to be able to do a full refund, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. And you don't want this massager thing back?
I am sorry, however, we're not able to accept returns.
Okay. All right. And what was your name?
My name is Dustin.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking care of that for me, Dustin, and have a good rest of your day.
You're
I apologize
for
that.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You also. Bye now.